WCBS.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. Hope everyone had a wonderful 4th of July, as I did. Great to celebrate our nation's independence and celebrate our 249th birthday. Good grief. Is next 4th of July going to be something else? 250 years. 250 years this country has existed, and that's a little older than me, so that's a good thing that we've been able to keep this thing together, and I'm very encouraged about our future. Asked me that 2 years ago, wouldn't have probably said the same thing, but I'm very encouraged, and I hope you should be. Hey, Aaron, get the Maryland Fur Trapper spot ready for me, will you? All right, so we welcome a new sponsor today, the Maryland Fur Trappers, just for this month. Their big event is coming up on August 1st and 2nd, and you'll hear a little bit of the things that are going on, but it's actually going to be an event this year rather than just a meeting, and it's their convention, but they've put together quite a program. And if you'd like to learn about things that are not necessarily out there for everybody to see, the Fur Trappers have put together quite a show. It's a Friday and a Saturday. It's all day Friday and all day Saturday. And it's called Crab Feast. Friday night is one of the highlights, but it's culminated with a trap line being set. And you can ride along. People can ride along on wagons and watch fur trappers set traps and then go along the next day and check your trap line. So it's pretty cool little event, and there's demonstrations on things like, hunting predators with night vision. The world champion women's muskrat skinning champion will be there to demonstrate her technique, and there's going to be vendors and all that stuff. So let's just roll that commercial out first, and then we'll talk maybe a little bit more about that, or just continue on with the show. And we'll get right to you, Glenn. We know you're online. So let's hear about the Fur Trappers.
Hey, the Sportsman Expo, sponsored by the Maryland Fur Trappers, August 1st and 2nd at the Washington County Ag Center at 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. There's no charge to attend. Learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl for predators, set a trap line, or just enjoy the outdoors. It's all here. On Friday, the grounds open at 8 a.m. with dealers for firearms, archery, fishing, and trapping supplies. Flip Ammo will have ammunition for sale. Features of day one include a kids section, youth bow shooting with the Boy Scouts, expert trapping demos, ride along to set up a live trap line. At 6 p.m. there's a crab feast and live music. Crab feast tickets are on sale online at MarylandFurTrappers.org. On Saturday at 7:30, ride along to check that trap line. Demos include Dakota Flowers, the ladies' world champion muskrat skinner, and Brian Elder shows thermal hunting equipment, live and silent auctions, top gun firearms raffle, tip jars, and more. Bucks, bears, stags, scores, Maryland trophies from 10 till 3. See August 1st and 2nd at the Sportsman Expo and Maryland Fur Trappers.
See, that was it. And I want to thank, Noah Dankner for putting that commercial together. I stopped up at the station on Monday, had a good talk with everybody, from Andy, the general manager, to Mike, the business manager, to Penny, to the traffic manager, to Noah, and I'm trying to think who else was there. I saw Brian Farlow. Didn't see you there, Aaron. You weren't working that day.
No, I'm usually just on the weekends.
I got you. Well, that's good. So, but yeah, we had kind of a little bit of a reunion there. We actually are going to be producing an online spot to promote the show. Did you know that, Aaron?
No, I didn't. That's awesome news, though.
Yeah, we're going to put it on social media. They're going to run it on social media. So I'm going to talk to Andy after the 4th of July here and get rolling on that. I'll actually go into the studio and we'll do our commercial. How about that? So, all right. Let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Morning, Glenn.
Yeah, how you all doing?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Well, I'm still standing up and looking down to the top of the grass.
Well, that's a good thing. What's that?
Oh, this grass that still standing up and looking down to the top of it.
Well, that's good. That's good. We just got ours mowed again yesterday, so... And we're not looking down as quite as much as there was, yeah. But that's a good thing. The lawn, front lawn looks pretty good. So, yep. Mm-hmm. So, anyway, nice and full this year. I can tell you that with all the rain, you know. So good. I see there's a tractor pull coming up, I believe, next weekend down there at Skipton. At the. At the. I can't remember the Farmers and Threshermen's or whatever it's called. Mm-hmm. Yep, looks like a pretty good event. So, I'll try to find it during one of the breaks and tell you all, you know, just give you the dates and that type of thing.
Right.
Maybe we'll actually get to go this year. I've got some stuff going on. Mm-hmm. Next weekend at Delmarva Sporting Clays, we've got one of our sponsors. We've got a measuring event down there. That's down in... Wicomico County, just below Vienna. I guess it's Mardella Springs. And, we'll have some beautiful... We already know that there's a top 10 Sika stag going to be there. And we're going to measure that. And then we're inviting anybody that's taken a Sika deer, whitetail, or even a Maryland black bear. If you want to show up at Delmarva Sporting Clays next Saturday, the 12th, we'll be there from 10 to 3. So... Mm-hmm. There you go. I'll have a couple measures there, and everything will be fine. Measures have all been talking among themselves. We've got a database that we use to enter all the animals now, so it's not all done by hand. The measures are actually entering their own. So we had one guy had 42 that he measured throughout the course of the year, and he entered all those yesterday, just kind of catching up. And I think we have right around 200 animals for the next book. Our goal is every 3 years is to get 300 new animals, between 20 and 23, we measured nearly 600. So, you know, we're moving right along. So, good to go. You've been at those events. Some of our listeners have been at those events where we just
I've been to a couple of them.
So, yes, sir. So good. Good to hear from you, Glenn. I hope you stayed cool and have a great weekend.
Yep. Thank you. Catch you later.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
All right.
Bye-bye. We are giving away a fish and tackle for... did you get Glenn's information, by the way, Aaron?
Yes, I did.
Good. Yeah, Aaron's right on top of that. He'll ask you right off, even if I don't say anything about it. We're giving away a beautiful snakehead package from Tackle Box Tim and High Tide Lures. By the way, the winner from last week, and her name was Mary Elizabeth. Yeah, if you're listening, Mary Elizabeth, you did win, but we don't have a good phone number for you. So if you could give us a call, we'd sure appreciate that. We've tried a couple times to call the number that was recorded and give Aaron a call back, and we'll try to make sure we get in contact with you and get your fishing tackle out to you. So, all right. We'll try to say that a couple times. If anybody knows Mary Elizabeth, make sure to have her get in touch with us here. So our number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Last Saturday night was interesting. I got a call from one of our measures, Steve Homiak. We call him Doc because he was a former dentist from Pennsylvania. He's the father of Josh Homiak, who's the waterfowl guy for Maryland Department of Natural Resources. He called me up and he said, hey, I bought a table at this charity event. Somebody got sick. Can you come up and, enjoy dinner with us? I said, sure. So went up to the Shore Rivers, I think it's called. The environmental people for the Chester River and the area. And quite a crowd of people there, quite a crowd of people. Doc was there and his partner, and then we had Mark Connor and his wife and daughter. Mark is a manager over at what used to be DuPont Farms. It's now Chesapeake Farms up in Chestertown. And I've known Mark for a long time. It's nice to see Mark and meet his wife and his daughter. Good people. They have a couple books. They have a couple deer in the record books. Giant non-typical deer. Unfortunately, both of them were found dead on the property, so they went in as pickups in the record book. But, I mean, tremendous. One of them's a Boone and Crockett-sized animal. So there's good genetics in that area, Chestertown, Kent County. So it was a good time. Food was good. You know, music was pretty good. So we just had our dinner. Didn't stay for the auction. It had been a long day. It was a Saturday night, so it had been a long day. Friday night? No. What's today? Today is Saturday. So Thursday night, enjoyed the fireworks in Oxford. Changed the waterfront down there in Oxford. It had been a while since we'd been to the fireworks, and they changed the waterfront down there to more of a beach orientation. So we sat in the sand rather than sat on the grass, and I went with a friend and her daughters, and it was a great, spectacular time, beautiful view over the water. Last night, went to fireworks in Easton, not such a good view over top of Planet Fitness, but the fireworks were good. Fireworks were didn't start out too exciting, but they got better and better as the night went on. Went with daughter, son-in-law, and two grandkids. And met some folks there, and just had a good conversation, and watched fireworks, and then sat in traffic for an hour to get out of the plaza down there. So, and if anybody was there, hey, good to see you. How's traffic getting out? So, I don't think people were prepared for it. What was cool to watch the police drone overhead. I don't know if it was state police or if it was Eastern police, but the drone was going over top, and you could see it over here. It had red and blue blinking lights on it, and then you could see it over on the other side, and then over down that way and behind. It was pretty cool to watch that. The drone overlooking the ceremony, or the fireworks and so forth, which was pretty cool. So a lot of people. So people are, their spirit, their hope in America is renewed, and people are just turning out in droves to the fireworks and so forth. So St. Michael's tonight at the Maritime Museum. I won't be there, so I'm fireworked out. So didn't get home until after 11 last night, and then try to get settled down and get a little nap for the show. Excuse me, I'm going to do that all morning probably. Excuse me for yawning in your ear. But, hey, that's live radio. That's the way it is. Aaron, how was your week, buddy?
It was pretty good. I can't complain at all, honestly.
Good, good. Did you get moved into your place yet?
No, we didn't. When the place that we were looking at, when I referenced that before, we ended up not getting that place. Someone beat us to that one.
Oh, I'm sorry, buddy.
But we are in the running for two more places that we like and are pretty comparable price-wise and also distance-wise. So, fingers crossed.
Good, buddy. Glad to hear that. Glad to hear that. So, very good. So, we think it's time for our first break. What do you think? Oh, yeah. Way past time. So, all right. Well, we're anxious to hear from your... anxious to hear about your fourth, ladies and gentlemen, and anything that you happen to do during the week, whether you're crabbing or fishing or doing something outdoorsy. So let me tell you first of all about our friends at Backyard Builders. You know, you've put it off long enough. It's time to upgrade that backyard. We're just getting into summer here a little bit. So time to dress up that backyard for fun times with your family and friends. You know, get out there for a crab steam or something like that. The Backyard Billy's on Kent Island, that's your go-to place for making backyards fun. They have a tremendous selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, including tables and chairs, of course, and about 1,000 of those Adirondack chairs sitting around in every style and color. You can see all that from Route 50 at Exit 44 in Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds and greenhouses and pergolas and gazebos and chicken coops and dog kennels, all in Backyard Billy's backyard. Free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland Delaware beaches. Inside the huge showroom at Backyard Billy's, you can check out the barbecue grills, Traeger, Big Green Egg, Kamado Joe, Memphis. There's a huge assortment of outdoor fire pits and rings and all that stuff for your deck too, like freestanding deck umbrellas and some cool-looking furniture. Browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget, and Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region with the fireplace inserts and the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well. Visit BackyardBillies.com. Hearth America has a Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That number is 410-827-4500. Backyard Billies open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44. And that is, I say it every week, what's it called? Evans Avenue, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look just great. Now, Clyde Sports Shop. I was in Clyde Sports Shop the other day and talked to the guys there, and we submitted their last year's ads to them for Browning and for archery and for muzzleloader season coming up. And Mr. Clyde marked them up and sent them to us, and we got those safely back and approved. So they're getting ready for the upcoming hunting season, but right now they have everything you need for fishing and crabbing, including live bait, including fishing lures of all kinds for any species. They've got the circle hooks if you want to do the live lining. They've got all the rockfish stuff for bucktails and umbrellas and parachutes and all that stuff. They've got live and frozen bait, as I mentioned, the crab bait, too. They've got the crab traps, the trout lines, the trout line parts, the nets, the gloves, the measures, the baskets, the basket wood baskets with lids, and steamers and their own brand of seasoning. They've got a full complement of fishing line, too. And don't forget to take a look at the pen reels, the ugly stick rods from Shakespeare, the Fluger rods and reels, and especially that lineup of beautiful St. Croix rods. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. That's in Lansdowne/Halethorpe, Baltimore, 21227. That phone number, 410-242-6108. ClydeSportShop.com is the website. Clyde's been around since 1957. 410-242-6108. Clyde's is open 7 days a week. Stop by. You will be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories located right off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These Mil-Spec Liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your Mil-Spec Liner installed.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Stuff, little bluegrass twang there to it. How about that? 410 WCBM 680. And who did you say is on the line there, buddy? Oh, Gary. Good morning, Gary. How are you? How are things in Dundalk? Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, everything's good.
Yeah. Yep. Did you see any fireworks or anything over the weekend? You going
tons.
Tonight?
Hmm? Tons. A lot of smoke in Dundalk.
Lots of smoke.
Yeah, man, we do it upright in this town.
I know you do. I know you do. That's great, buddy. Glad to hear that.
Hey, I got a comment on the Susquehanna River.
Yeah?
Fishing. I went Monday to visit a friend up there, and he took me to a secret spot.
Uh-huh.
We slayed the stripers.
I bet you did.
I couldn't believe it.
Yep.
Yeah, I was very, very impressed.
Yep. They fight hard in that current, don't they?
You know what? That stuff was roaring pretty good.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah. Don't fall in.
Huh?
Don't fall in.
No, gosh.
Yeah. You never come out.
You wind up at Bloody Point. That's for sure. There was a walleye fisherman in Pennsylvania that fell overboard.
Right.
This was years ago. Fell overboard in, I think, January or February. They found whatever made it through the turbines at Bloody Point the following summer.
Wow.
So, yeah, don't fall in.
Yeah.
Yeah, not a good thing.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, so there you go.
Yeah, well, all good. Right. I'm glad you had a good time. I really am.
Yes, I was very impressed.
Yep.
Okay. All right, so for this weekend, what do we got in, in my area?
Middle Bay? Yeah, Middle Bay is good.
Anything from the Old Key Bridge.
Yep.
Bay Bridge.
Right.
Right.
Old Key Bridge.
Yeah, the old Key Bridge.
No, I mean, that's where they are. Any structure you find,
right.
send down a live spot.
Live spot right now.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Send down a live spot. The weather's going to be a little cooler. Water temperature's going to be good.
Good.
If you get some really, really small spot, you better set the hook right away or go to bigger hooks because some of the smaller fish will eat those spot. I mean, just swallow them right down. So be careful with that. But live spot,
right.
Circle hook, of course, is required.
Right.
And any structure. And, the spot will swim away from the structure, but the closer you get, that's where the stripers grab them.
Okay.
And, live line is always fun, and I will make this suggestion. If you've got any kind of tide, put about a half-ounce weight up the line. So what I would do would be tie a swivel on and then drop down about another 18 to 24 inches with your leader, with your circle hook, and then just put your, then that way you can, or snap swivel. That way you can, if you need weight, you can add it to your line. If you don't need it, you can just take the weight off. You know what I mean?
Right. Okay. So, you brought up a question.
Okay.
When you say, how big should the spot be when I go to the tackle store?
Oh, whatever you get. I mean, it doesn't matter what size they are. Just,
okay,
you know, just get a mixed bag. But the, right, like I said, the smaller spot will attract a smaller fish. A bigger spot's going to attract,
okay,
a bigger fish.
I got you.
But they can eat anything. They can eat a 4 or 5 inch spot easily. No problem.
Huh. Okay, good.
Yeah. That's how we started out our trip almost 2 weeks ago now, and everybody, you know, we caught our fish right away. We had a few we had to release that were fine. We had a couple that swallowed the hook that weren't fine. So
right.
Yep.
Well, thanks. I got to go get some meals then.
Go get some meals.
Right on. Thanks.
All right. Hey, glad you had a good trip on the Susquehanna.
Oh yeah, it was amazing.
Good.
All right.
Thanks, buddy. Yep.
Bye.
Bye bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Anybody on the line there, Mr. Aaron? All caught up. How about that? Okay. Well, good. How about that? Yeah, the fishing report comes out every Wednesday from Maryland Department of Natural Resources. You can get it online, but do what I do. Sign up for their email blast, and you'll get everything from them. So I have not heard a word about hunting season yet. I did hear about the new licensing. You know, I think hunting licenses are on sale. I'm going to check, but it's been a busy week. It's early. First day of hunting season is, of course, September 1st with doves, and then the first day of the archery season is September 5th this year. And so we're, you know, we're leaning into hunting season. We're going to have some great sponsors coming up here in August for hunting season. Some of the ones will be coming back, and then you'll be hearing all about Hawk Optics. And Hawk Optics has supplied the scopes for our CVA muzzleloaders this year. So the muzzleloaders are here. The scopes are here. We're going to marry the two here sometime this month and get your muzzleloader ready to go for you. How about that? So 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Give us a call. Get in the Fishing Tackle Giveaway Contest. A snakehead package this time for the month of July from High Tide Lures. Tackle Box Tim. All you got to do is call the number, 410-922-6680, 410-WCBM 680. Give your name and number to Aaron, and go on the air with me. Just say hi. Just want to get in the contest. Ask a question. Make a comment. Anything and everything. Motivate you to call. Win some fishing tackle. Nice package. Beautiful package for snakeheads. Of course, any snakehead lure works for bass, too. So, you know, snakeheads like a little bit of, little tiny bit of difference. But Tim's got it all covered. So, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. So, the, this is kind of wild. I was reading this the other day. And there was a woman that went missing. Let's see here. Where can I find it? Back in, I believe in Texas. Mother's Day of 2020. Let's see. Where is it? 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 Come on, Alan. You saved it. Huh. There it is. All right. A woman by the name of Suzanne Morphew went missing. They discovered her remains in 2023, and they tested, investigation into Susan Morphew's disappearance appeared to be at a standstill following the dismissal of Barry Morphew's murder charge in 2022. That changed when investigators found a rare chemical compound inside her body, which prosecutors say ties Barry Morphew directly to her death. Excuse me. Oh, my goodness. He was arrested near Phoenix, Arizona. I guess it was Arizona. On June 20th, following a grand jury indictment for allegedly killing his wife, 49-year-old Suzanne Morphew, mother of two, who vanished on Mother's Day in 2020. They lived in Salida, Colorado. He waived extradition and is now at Alamosa County Jail in Colorado. Just months after the murder charges against Barry Morphy were dismissed in 2022 due to prosecutorial misconduct, investigators found Suzanne's body in September 2023 while they were searching in Saguache County, located in the southwestern part of Colorado. According to June 20th, grand jury indictment charging Barry Morphy with first-degree murder after deliberation, many of Suzanne Morphy's bones were found significantly bleached when her remains were found. However, when an autopsy was performed in 2024, according to prosecutors, a deer tranquilizer called BAM, B-A-M, was found in her bone marrow, which stands for chemicals butyrphenol, azapirone, and metatodomidine. And I'm not going to say that again. We're just going to call it BAM. Court documents say that Barry Morphy used BAM, deer tranquilizer, to transport deer on his farm in Indiana. Court documents, Barry Morphy was the only individual with a prescription for deer tranquilizer within the area of Colorado he lived in. Ultimately, the prescription records show that when Suzanne Morphy disappeared, only one private citizen living in the entire area of the state had access to BAM, Barry Morphy, the indictment says. Barry Morphy's attorney told Fox News Digital that Morphy maintains his innocence, and yet again, the government allows their predetermined conclusion to lead their search for evidence. The case has not changed, and the outcome will not either. Well, I don't know. Might be a game changer for me if I'm the prosecution. So, how about that? A deer tranquilizer called BAM. Never heard of it, but I'm imagining that these guys that have these deer farms and these deer ranches and that type of thing, or actually, you know, do stalking programs would use that to keep a deer from stressing out, going into shock. That's the issue with, you know, trap and transfer deer programs. It's an expensive endeavor. The deer are not really, they're low risk for transportation like that unless you use something like that. So, I don't know. I just thought it was interesting. What do you think? 410-WCBM-680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We have endured the hottest of the weather. Actually went fishing on the very hottest day of the year so far and survived. And we're still, you know, being careful out in the sun, that type of thing. But the evenings in here, at least here on the shore, have just been spectacular over this weekend, over the 4th of July weekend. No cancellation of the fireworks. Everything was good. But we're waiting to hear from you. And you know what, Aaron? It's 4th of July weekend. I don't expect a ton of people to be awake or listening. And, you know, if fireworks went late like they did here, you know, people are probably sleeping in. So it'll pick up in the second hour. What do you think, bud?
I think that's very understandable.
No, I think that's a very astute observation, but that's just me. A little slurp of coffee here might help get things going a little better. Oh. Hmm. Oh, that wakes me up a little bit. I hope so. Feel free to slurp your coffee with me, folks, anytime you want. 410-WCBM-680 is our phone number. So what's coming up next? Well, the striper alert days are pretty good. The flag is yellow today. I think the temperatures are going to be a little high today, but tomorrow. But I think, I don't know, they've been green for the last couple of days, which means the water temperatures have slowed down a little bit, calmed down a little bit, gotten a little cooler. So, goodness. We need a phone call, Aaron, or a break. What do you want to do? You want to do a break? Why don't we take our second break? Folks, we'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs. Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crab meat, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, crabs, crabs. 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed golf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice, really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs or bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials and give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
What was that? That was a trumpet? Hey, it wasn't Herb Alpert, I can tell you that.
No, it was not.
Who's on the line?
We have Edward in Essex.
Edward in Essex. Good morning, Edward. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm good. I hope you heard the trumpet played by Minnie Mouse or somebody.
Yeah, I heard it. I'm just calling in to get in a contest. Could you explain to me how you field dress a deer?
Sure. I can explain that to you.
I'm going to hang up and listen on my computer.
Oh, you are? Okay. Now, let me ask you a question. Have you harvested a deer that you were unable to field dress?
I've never harvested a deer.
Is that in the plan, or why are you asking that question?
It's in the plan. I'm gonna take the hunter's course and everything. It'd get me a weapon and
good.
Try
good.
It.
Good, good, good. It's a little graphic for radio. So what I would suggest to you, honestly, is you're on a computer. So go to YouTube and just put in how to field dress a deer. And there are innumerable, innumerable guides on YouTube and videos on how to do that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah, there sure are. And, you know, that's a thing that needs to be taught, actually, in the field. It's got a few tips and techniques with it that, you know, it takes about, I don't know, 15 minutes or so to field dress a deer. And I don't have that kind of time to go step by step because it would take longer to tell you than to show you. So I would simply say, first things first, make a good shot. That makes it a lot easier. And what I mean by that is study shot placement on deer. And some people have different opinions on where to shoot a deer, but the least meat damage is done when you take the shot through the rib cage, the heart lung area. It's deadly. It causes the most damage, the quickest demise of the deer, and it makes the deer easier to field dress when you take that shot, especially a clean through and through shot. Anything else makes the chore a little more difficult.
Okay, I'll get right on that. I like that. All right.
Yeah, that saves a lot of people's ears and thought processes. And, you know, radio is the theater of the mind. And if I describe something graphically, you know, you're not going to get it out of your head. So I don't actually want to do that. Does that make sense?
Sure. Thank you for your information. Well, I really appreciate it.
You know what I mean by theater of the mind, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So if I said, I've got in my yard a purple rhinoceros with a blue horn, and there's a red bird sitting on the blue horn, all of a sudden your mind goes, what would that look like? And you picture this purple rhinoceros with a blue horn and a red bird sitting on the horn, right? It's in your mind.
Okay.
Okay. So if I graphically explain how to field dress a deer, that will haunt people, and I don't want that to happen.
Oh, I understand, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thanks for the call, though. Thanks for the call.
You're
call back. Let me know how you make out on YouTube, whether you learn anything, all right?
All righty. Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Do what Edward did. Just jump in there, make a phone call, get on the line, and, you know, leave your name and number. Mary Catherine. We don't have a good phone number for you, and I think after this week we're probably going to move on if you don't give us a call and pick another name. That's all we can do. Next person on the list, I guess, or previous person or something. We'll do something with it. So, more coffee to fuel the jet. All right. Aaron, I'm worn out already. That heat just takes it out of me. I mean, this is going to be a nap day for this morning, and then I don't know what about this afternoon, what we're going to do. But the 4th was good. 4th was good. So tomorrow's a birthday party, and we're just going to keep on celebrating this weekend. So, yeah, the person's birthday is not 249 years old like our country, slightly younger. So. We need those phone calls, however. How about that? Oh, Joe, geez. Thank you. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. So, what do you say I tell you about our friends at Backyard Billy's and tell you folks that summer is here, full blown. Crabs are, you know, people are eating crabs all weekend, and seem to be plenty of crabs this weekend for the 4th of July. Usually it's a little bit of a challenge, but seem to be plenty of them around. Prices weren't down that much, but if you like crabs, you can shop around and get some good deals, maybe get some number twos rather than, you know, get those big giant jumbos and all that stuff, save a little money. But why I said that, people eating crabs outside. And you need a table, you need chairs for everybody, and you need, the space. And your backyard's perfect, or your deck is perfect. Well, you need to go to Backyard Billy's and just take a look. Take a look. I mean, they've got tables and chairs in all sizes. They've got tables to fit your deck. They've got tables if you have a giant space out in your yard. They've got every size imaginable. They got the square ones, round ones. They've got all the chairs to match. They even have the old school wood picnic tables if that's what you want. You can get one right there. Sheds, gazebos, pergolas, greenhouses, chicken coops, dog kennels, gym sets for the kids. And the gym sets are fantastic. There's five or six different ones. They've got one with a playhouse on top. Kids climb the ladder, can play in the playhouse, go down the sliding board. You know, they got the swings, the monkey bars, and all that stuff. That's all cool. They've got the, you'll see it. You'll see it. Just stop by. Giant selection of colorful poly and hardwood outdoor and patio furniture, tables, chairs, 300 or 500 or 1,000 Adirondack chairs. I think the number was 1,000 last time I talked to him. You can see all that from Route 50 at exit 44, and that's Evans Avenue on Kent Island. You'll find gym sets and tiki bars and storage sheds, which I mentioned, but I didn't mention free setup and delivery within 60 miles and free delivery to the Maryland and Delaware beaches. Inside Backyard Billy's enormous showroom, you can check out the barbecue grills by Traeger and Big Green Egg and Kamado Joe. You sneak behind the grills, and there's a big stack of outdoor fire pits and rings. And then you go behind that, and you get to the Hearth America section with all the inserts and the freestanding wood and pellets stoves. Quite a selection. You can browse the great-looking garden decorations and furniture for any lifestyle theme and budget. If you got a beach house, think about going to Backyard Billy's. Backyard Billy's is the premier fireplace and hearth dealer in the region. BackyardBilly's.com, 410-827-4500. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44, Graysonville. Your backyard is going to look fantabulous. Just great. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, MadonnaSeafood.com.
Hey, the Sportsman Expo, sponsored by the Maryland Fur Trappers, August 1st and 2nd at the Washington County Ag Center at 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. There's no charge to attend. Learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl for predators, set a trap line, or just enjoy the outdoors. It's all here. On Friday, the grounds open at 8 a.m. with dealers for firearms, archery, fishing, and trapping supplies. Flip Ammo will have ammunition for sale. Features of day one include a kids section, youth bow shooting with the Boy Scouts, expert trapping demos, ride along to set up a live trap line. At 6 p.m. there's a crab feast and live music. Crab feast tickets are on sale online at MarylandFurTrappers.org. On Saturday at 7:30, ride along to check that trap line. Demos include Dakota Flowers, the ladies' world champion muskrat skinner, and Brian Elder shows thermal hunting equipment, live and silent auctions, top gun firearms raffle, tip jars, and more. Bucks, bears, stags, scores, Maryland trophies from 10 till 3. See August 1st and 2nd at the Sportsman Expo and Maryland Fur Trappers.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, a weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pot, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
How about that? Well, hey, folks, there's some music. Look, stay cool this weekend. Remember, we live in the greatest country in the world. 249 years we've made it, despite everything. And our country really came together yesterday to celebrate our 249th anniversary. Part of it, let's put it that way. As we move on to 250 years, let's all just care for one another, you know? So I'm just telling you, get out, stay safe. Stay cool. Love your family. Love the Lord. See you in a couple minutes.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBN Baltimore.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.